Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for the holiday. I don't know if you know this, but May the 4th is a holiday. At least for us it is. We say, May the 4th be with you. And we celebrate by watching Star Wars movies, because why not? So to celebrate today, friends, we are reading a story that is a Star Wars story. And I got my space buns going, and I've got an animal here with me. He is a Star Wars animal. That's right. Today, you are a Tuca cat, aren't you? Yeah, or a Loth cat. Yes, yes, yes. I am a Loth cat. That's you today.
A Tuca cat.
I am so thrilled. Our friends who have visited Star Wars lore might know exactly who I'm talking about. So let's have a story, shall we? And jump right in. Today's story is called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, a Batuu Adventure by Janine Dubois, illustrated by Bill Robinson, and it's read today by Mommy and her Loth cat. Yeah. Her Tuca kitty. Her Tuca cat. Here we go. Greetings from Batuu. As my parents and I travel across the galaxy, we've made a quick pit stop to refuel our shuttle. And do you see what their shuttle is? Yeah, it's from Star Tours. I see why everyone stops here. When traveling through the Outer Rim, this place is filled with visitors from all over the galaxy. I can't wait to see it all. And in the picture, we can see the Millennium Falcon, can't we? And some really cool looking shops. Batuu is pretty impressive. For those of you who do not know, Batuu is a place that you can go to at Disneyland or Disney World. Okay. Is it all right if I explore Batuu? I ask my parents.
Okay, but don't be too long.
My dad answers.
We'll meet you over there by the Black Spire Outpost Market.
Yes, sir, I say, heading off on my adventure. Just then, a few pit droids pass me, scurrying along with a mechanic. I decide to follow them, since they'll be familiar with the outpost.
Sometimes droids know where they're going. Sometimes they don't.
Bright suns, I say, as I catch up to the droids. I'm looking for an adventure. Any idea where I should start?
So, do you know why he says bright suns? It's the Star Wars greeting. To say, good day, they say bright suns.
The droids beep and shake their heads.
There was another droid up ahead of us,
the mechanic suggests.
Following those tracks may lead you to an adventure.
I follow the tracks around the corner and I can't believe my eyes. Supreme Leader Kylo Ren just landed on Batuu, and he does not seem happy.
Yeah, yes. My Loth cat doesn't like him either. And I think that's because he's a pretty bad guy, isn't he?
A crowd begins to gather around the ship as Kylo Ren and his stormtroopers patrol the area.
There is a resistance spy among us, Lieutenant.
He growls.
There must be others helping. We need to find her.
And in the picture, I think I can see her. Can you? Yeah.
Psst! Someone whispers to me from behind some crates. I need your help. Are you up for the task? I nod, kneeling down next to her. I'm Vi. I'm part of the resistance, she says. This data tape has important information on it. Could you bring it to Docking Bay 7? A ship called the Millennium Falcon. She must be the spy Kylo Ren mentioned.
Oh, should he help her? He should. I don't know. That bad guy's looking for her. Maybe he should tell the bad guy where she is. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I would never do that.
I'd be happy to help,
I say. She hands me a credit, which is money.
Thanks, kid. The best way to get there is to follow those tracks left by the astromech droid named R2-D2. Good luck.
And we can see the tracks left by R2 because it's just three little lines for his wheels.
Not only did I find an adventure, I have a mission. I need to keep my strength up, so I buy a tasty blue milk with my credit.
We've had blue milk before, haven't we? It's kind of yummy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. As I follow the tracks, I see two stormtroopers getting closer and closer. I hope they didn't see me talking to the spy. Phew. They're going to Olga's cantina. When the door slides open, I see a DJ droid and hear him playing hits from the starport charts. It's loud in there. With the music of Olga's behind me, I follow the droid tracks around the corner. Stars End. The tracks lead right to a huge starship. There's someone working on the ship with a Wookiee. I check for stormtroopers before running over to them. Is this the Millennium Falcon? I ask.
Some call it the fastest hunk of junk in the galaxy.
The man replies with a laugh.
The Wookiee growls. Oh man, I'm really bad at a Wookiee. Can you do it? Just as bad as I am.
Oh, Chewbacca. Have a sense of humor.
This is the Millennium Falcon, a woman says, walking out of the ship. And I'm Rey. How can I help you? There aren't any onlookers, other than the crew, but I can't be too careful. Someone asked me to bring you this, I whisper, slipping her the data tape.
Fine never ceases to surprise me, Ray says, sounding relieved. How can I repay you?
I was just happy to help the Resistance, I say.
The Wookiee hands me a credit with a roar. Thank you, that was much better than mine.
Chewie knows it's not much, Ray says, but thanks for your help. I wave goodbye and realize it's already time to meet up with my parents. But then I see stormtroopers headed my way. I duck into Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities to hide. Oh my stars, it's a treasure trove of the galaxy. I could spend hours in here, but I've got to keep going. As I leave, I nearly collide with Kylo Ren and his guards. My only hope is to disappear into the crowds at the Black Spire outpost. I slowly start to walk away, then I run. There is all sorts of bounty in the outpost, from carved treasures at the Wooden Wookiee to glistening jewels at the Jewels of Bith. I began to explore the toy shop when I see my parents. Up ahead.
My mom holds something out to me. A credits pouch. You should get a souvenir before we leave, she says.
Wow, I say. I got to experience so much on Batuu. I don't know what to spend it on. And that's when I realize that we're standing outside of the creature stall. It's so loud with all the different barks and growls and chirps. Despite the noise, a Tuca cat sits calmly, looking right at me.
Oh, is that why you're a Tuca cat?
Chip, chip, chip. Meow. It's so loud with all the different barks and growls and chirps. Despite the noise, a Tuca cat sits calmly, looking right at me. And I have a Duca cat looking calmly right at me, too. Amazing. Is that why you're a Duca cat today?
Yeah, okay.
I know instantly that he's meant to come with us. I'll call you Spire. I say, giving my new furry friend a squeeze. I can't wait to tell Spire all about my mission that led me to him. And that is the end of their Star Wars journey. And it makes me want to go to Disney World so that I can have a Star Wars journey just like it. What about you? Yeah? All right. Well, may the Force be with you all, friends, today. And that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.